This waltz has two distinct sections, a section A and a section B. Section A is 8 measures long, and then section B is also 8 measures long. We will use the numbering system 1 through 16 for this. So measures 1 through 8 will be section A. Measures 9 through 16 will be section B. Let me play the first 4 measures, which are the first 4 measures of section A. This song is in the key of D, so we'll expect a lot of D chords, A's, and A7s. We'll also expect a lot of F-sharps and C-sharps. We actually start off with a D chord shape. So finger 1, you're on the 3rd string 2nd. Finger 2, you're on the 1st string 2nd fret. And then finger 3, you're on the 2nd string 3rd fret. We'll play the 3rd string by itself. Then we'll play the 4th and 3rd together. Then the 2nd, then the 1st, and then the 2nd. So let's talk about the picking hands fingering. When we play that 1st 3rd string by itself, we'll use the index. When we play the 4th and 3rd together, we'll use the thumb and index. We'll play the 2nd string with the middle, the 1st string with the ring finger, and then back to the middle finger for the 2nd string. Then when we go to the next measure, we'll hit the 5th string open along with the 2nd string 3rd fret. And then I'm going to play the 2nd string 2nd fret with my 2nd finger, hold it down, and then play the 3rd string 2nd fret with your 1st finger. This is a measure based around an A chord. And as you can see, when we get done, we have almost a complete A chord. So here are measures 1 and 2 again. Now let's take a look at measures 3 and 4.